Hope everyone had an enjoyable night last night. We were at the Massey's, and we are one or two kids away from being outnumbered by the kids. I think it was like 14 adults and 12 kids or something like that. So it was great. It was a good time, but it can be hectic with all the children. So hope everybody had a wonderful time. You know, coming up to this time of year, you know, we hear messages and we read in the scriptures about examining yourself and looking at yourself before you take the Passover. And, you know, when we do that, we should be judging ourselves against Jesus Christ. And what we end up finding, if we're being honest with ourselves, is we're nowhere near Jesus Christ. So a couple of things can happen. You know, I know different times in my life I have felt like we get close to the Passover and I might have taken two steps forward but three steps backwards that year. Or, you know, you say, there's this one thing that I've been working on, and it just seems to like be the one thing that I always have to work on. I'm never making any headway with this issue. You know, so when we come to the Passover, there's this feeling of jubilation, but sometimes there's this feeling of, did I do enough? Could I have done more? Why is this one thing keep bringing me down? You know, so it's a difficult time. So I want to look at something here for the first day of Unleavened Bread. I normally don't have a title. I hardly ever have a title, but today I have a title, which is good because Kathy is normally here to give me my title for me. So I covered her today. But the title today is, now I have to find it. It's in here. I know it's there. By the Strength of Hand. By Strength of Hand. I like to start out in Exodus 13. Let's turn over to Exodus 13 and verse 3. And you guys are going to have to bear with me because it's going to take me to the end to bring this all together. But Exodus 13 and verse 3. And Moses said to the people, "Remember this day in which you went out of Egypt, for by the, out of the house of bondage, for by strength of hand the Lord brought you out of this place." It wasn't by Israel's doing. You know, God didn't give them pitchforks and swords and say, you do it yourself. He didn't lead a revolution or a revolt. It was by God's strength of hand that he brought Israel out. If you think about Israel's participation, it was very minimal. It wasn't a lot that they really had to do. God really did it for them. And it's the same for us. When we're brought out of spiritual Israel, it's by God's strength of hand. It's not because of our doing. When we are called, it's by God. When we are led into understanding, it's by God. I didn't come to the place in my life where I said, you know what, self, I'm just not a really good person. I need to go find God. Oh, I found him. I did this, that, and the other. Now I'm worthy to be washed clean. And now I'm worthy to take the Passover. And now here we are. I'm going to do these days of unleavened bread, even though I've already started putting sin out. You have to recognize and understand that it's by the strength of hand that God the Father brought all of us out of the world and brought us to where we are today. What ends up happening is if you don't have that approach, you kind of get puffed up, right? You feel higher than you should. I won't have you guys turn there. I just want to read a quick section over in Corinthians because Paul gives us a little bit to look at here. In 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 7, Paul speaking and says, "And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan was to buffer me, lest I be exalted above measure." So Paul is saying, you know, I could easily think of myself better than I should. But I have this one thing that's kind of keeping him a little bit humble, right? So he speaks and he says, "Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.'" So I want to be clear. I don't want anybody to misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not saying that God gives us those sins to keep us humble. And I'm not saying we should not try to overcome our sins because grace is sufficient. But the point I want us to focus on here is Christ says, "My strength is made perfect in weakness." The power and the glory of God the Father and Jesus Christ is shown in His ability to bring us out of this world and for Him to start to change our character. We're not doing it. Otherwise, we'd be puffed up. Otherwise, we'd feel better than we should. Otherwise, we'd feel like we've earned salvation and we've earned Christ's blood. So Christ says, "My strength is made perfect in weakness." I want to go back to Exodus 13 in verse 4. He says, "On this day you were going out in the month of Abib, and it shall be when the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, which he swore to the fathers to give you, a land flowing with milk and honey, that you shall keep this service in this month. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the seventh day there shall be a feast to the Lord. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and no leaven shall be bread shall be found among you, nor shall leaven be seen among you in all your quarters. You shall tell your sons in that day, saying, 'This is done.'" What's done? Keeping the days of unleavened bread, eating unleavened bread, putting leavening out of your house. "This is done because of what the Lord did for me when I came up from Egypt." If we're here today, observing this Sabbath, if we put leavening out of our lives because we want to save our rear ends, or because we want to earn salvation, or we want to guarantee ourselves a spot in the place of safety, we've missed the point. Moses is very clear here. "This is done because of what the Lord has done for me when He brought me out of Egypt." We're here today because we're showing our love and honor and respect to God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son. That's why we're doing what we're doing. That's the basis for what we do. You know, in 1 John it says, you know, to love God is to keep His commandments. It's the same concept. We're here because God has brought us here, and we're doing this because of what He's done for us. Not what He's going to do, not what He potentially can do, but what He's done to us this far. He's forgiven us of our sins, and He's brought us out of Egypt. I want to continue. He says, "And this shall be a sign to you and to your hand, to a memorial between your eyes, that the Lord's law may be in your mouth. For with a strong hand the Lord has brought you out of Egypt. Therefore, keep His ordinance in its season from year to year." Therefore, because He brought you out with a strong hand, we're going to keep this ordinance from year to year. So, we're here because God has brought us here, right? So back to what I originally had spoke about. You know, when we get to the Passover and we're struggling and we're thinking about, you know, the sins that we're dealing with in our lives, how does this apply to us? How do we take what Moses just said and use it in our lives? So we'll go over to Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41 and verse 8. Let's see what Isaiah has to say for us here. Isaiah 41 and verse 8, it says, "But you, Israel, are my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the descendants of Abraham, my friend, you whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called from the farthest regions, and said to you, 'You are my servant.'" That's all of us. We were all taken out of different backgrounds and cultures and different places. You know, we're not all of the same heritage. God calls us out of this world. He says, "You are my servant. I have chosen you, and have not cast you away. Fear not, for I am with you. And be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." How much do we think about that part, that last part? "I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." You know, when we're thinking about some of the things that have transpired over the last year, things that we aren't very proud of, things that we might beat ourselves up with, God doesn't say that I've cast you away because of that. He says, "I've chosen you and not cast you away." In the New Testament, Christ says that Christ will finish the work that He's began. "I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Now, three of the most proudest moments of my life was when I got to hold my children for the first time. You know, as a father, there's I don't want to say a disconnect, but a mother carries a child for 9 months. She's feeling all the kicks and the flips and the somersaults and whatever it is they're doing, right? As a father, you just kind of see that. Every now and then you kind of feel it with your hand, but it's not the same. The first time, at least for myself, the first real connection was when I got to hold my children in my hands. There was a power there. There was a love there. There was a connection there. There's something to be said about holding someone in your hands. You know, I remember back, you know how you get glimpses of memories when you were a kid? I don't remember my parents necessarily holding me, but I do have this one memory that I always think about. My dad would hold me, and I'd kind of lay my head on his chest. And you know, if you put your head on someone's chest and hear them talk, you hear it, it's kind of muffled, but it sounds really cool. I have that memory in my head. But there's this sense of security and safety when you're being held by your parent. It's just there. You see it in every kid in this room when their parents pick them up. You see it in every kid and every parent in this room when they pick their kids up. There's this feeling of security and safety and understanding. Do we understand that when we read this part when it says, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand? We are in God's hands. We're going to fall. We're going to stumble. We're going to sin. We're going to do things we probably shouldn't do. Christ doesn't say, God doesn't say, Isaiah doesn't say that I'm going to throw you out then because you've messed up. It's by the strength of God's hand that He's brought us here. And it's the strength in His right hand that He's holding us. That's one of the lessons from the days of unleavened bread. It was by that hand that He brought us out. It was by that hand that He's brought us here. When Moses says, do this because of what He's done for you, that's part of it. That's a very powerful message. That's something that we need to be cognitive of. You know, when we're struggling, when we're having, you know, difficulties in our lives and we're going through trials, we can take comfort in knowing we get to crawl up in our dad's arms and there's safety and there's security and there's understanding and that He is our strength. You know, as a kid, I never worried about whether there was going to be food on the table. I never worried about if the electric bill was going to be paid for. I was a kid. I got to go play and run around. And I didn't think about any of that stuff. You know, we'd go on a trip somewhere. I never worried, were we going to run out of gas or was the car going to break down? I never thought about that stuff. I was a kid. I got to do kid things because Dad got to worry about that stuff. It's the same concept. We have to put our trust and our faith in God the Father and understand and know that it's by His strength of hand that we're here and that we are held in His arms.